You are listening to Eastside Radio Podcast.
Victor Valdez, who is in the studio tonight. Welcome, Victor.
Gracias. Thank you. Thank you, Sarah, for this invitation. I'm so excited.
Total pleasure to have you here. And you have your incredible harp with you. I'm so excited. We're all going to be serenaded very soon. So do you want to explain your musical practice and your traditions and why it's important for you to cultivate your cultural music here in Australia?
My music career started as a little game, like in primary school in Mexico. And over the years, I realized that was my passion and become my career. In 1998, I decided to migrate to Australia after a few years of touring Australia since 1992. 1998, I decided to resettle here in Sydney. And my music is my identity. And many people around the world, from Latin America and Spanish speakers countries, identify with the genre of mariachi music, thanks to the big boom of Mexican cinema in the 40s, 50s, 60s. Jorge Negrete was one of the images of and icons of Mexican idea of things with movies about Mexican Revolution, Mexican independence, and the lifestyle in the countryside of Mexico, you know, horses and big sombreros. And that identity is something which moved my heart to keep going my craft and learning more about the history of the music, the influences of the music, because in Mexico was one of the first Spanish colonies. In a period of time, Mexico was called the New Spain. Then we have a lot of European influence for 500 years and mixed with indigenous roots and traditions, and also mix and blend with the African element which the Europeans brought to Americas, develop the final concept of Mexican music over the years. But it's not a pure thing. It's like everybody else around the world is very mixed, and I'm so passionate to keep doing and recording and performing Mexican music here in Australia for everyone who loves the style of music.
Yeah, we're very, very honoured and very blessed to have a musician of your calibre and with your knowledge of your culture here sharing your music with us. I could be wrong, I could be projecting, but in Romani culture, through films and through, wider media, there's like misidentification, misappropriation of culture, misunderstanding, I think, more than anything here in Australia. Is it similar for Mexican music? Because of what you're saying about films and there's lots of media images of Mexican people, is there like a line that is...
I know exactly. You are touching a point which has... I've been... When I was younger, I get really angry about the fact to grab the culture and make fun of it, or make, you know, like a clowny. Films, American films in the past, they make fun of neighbors in the South, to say straight that. But it's a new, before that, the Mexican music, the Mexican cinema industry was very prolific with nationalistic themes, then become like a very empty culturally period when Hollywood start making protagonism in the Mexican idea around the world.
So like developing a Mexican identity in a way that's not
Yeah, exactly.
And from Mexico.
For many years, Mexican was like something dirty, something, you know, like in, you have five heroes, and one of them is Mexican, need to be dirty, need to be bad dress and things like that. And all right, at least now I feel like, okay, Mexico was present at the end of the day. But now we have Mexican American filmmakers getting awards, getting Oscars for productions bringing the true values of Mexico. Make me so excited. Mm. One of the examples coming to my mind right now is Coco, animation movie. But this movie made me proud.
Mm.
In animation, they replicate our tradition of Day of the Dead. And if you see the movie, it's like reading a book. It's very fair display of our traditions in many, many ways, and the love and how we contemplate death. Death always being a mystery in human history. Every culture worship the fellow defuntos, the dead people, in particular ways. In Mexico, we believe like they coming every end of October, beginning of November to visit us. Then we get prepared with the favorite foods, favorite drinks, favorite music. We decorate. We put pictures, and it's a beautiful way to remember the ones we love and they pass away.
Yes. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. And that's, I suppose, the around the time of Halloween, and that would, is that the root of that, or like?
I learned that Halloween is like a Irish,
well,
American tradition. And it's completely different because it's scary for us to dead and to die is not scary. You're just passing to a different dimension.
Wow.
And it's like you finish here your concert and then you just go to a different place, different dimension to keep doing what you love.
Yeah.
But with the facility, you don't need to carry your body. It's just your soul.
That's really true. Yeah, that's so beautiful. That sounds really fascinating. And it is interesting that it's a similar time period.
It's similar
even
time.
Though it's got nothing to do with the Day of the Dead.
But now it's blend. Everything is blend. Also, it's a previous combination. Because when Spaniards arrive, as we all know, Spain, one of the principal places in the last period of the Roman Empire, and very, very Catholic. Then when they conquer us, they brought the Catholicism, and or a polytheist, not religion, but our beliefs or philosophy blend with Catholicism, and we celebrate All Saints Day of the Dead at the same time, same days, blend.
Amazing.
Blend. And if you are more ethnic, if you have more indigenous traditions, you call it Day of the Dead. If you want to go more with a colonial fashion, you say Todos Santos, All Saints celebrations, but this is the same.
Wow. Awesome. Thanks for that. That's incredible. And you in Australia, you play your traditional music, but you also play with a really diverse different, you know, different genres, different musicians.
Yes.
Yeah, I've seen you on lots of gigs, guesting. Yeah.
Yes, but this is the privilege to be in a multicultural country and vibrant city like Sydney. The first time I listened Balkan music, gypsy music, was at Labar.
Labar. How fun was Labar?
25 years or plus. Uh-huh. I remember I think Marsala was playing there. And a friend of mine, he said, Victor, you're going to love this. And when I arrived, I get intoxicated straight away. Everything was dance and I started
jumping on the tables.
Yes,
it was dancing.
Imagine I arrived dressed mariachi.
Then
Stoli called me, come here and sing with us. Oh my God. I dip into a new dimension of music and I'm a big fan.
Yeah, wow, big fan. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So that was your first taste of gypsy Romani.
Gypsy, wow.
Yeah.
It's so intense.
Are there many gypsies, Romani people in Mexico? Do you know? I have no idea. I'm totally clueless. I'm sorry.
Definitely. You know, the colony brought los gitanos.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Los gitanos, they were like a magic people. Magical people. They came with the carriages and with the music. They read the fortune. And we have TV programs about them.
Wow.
You know, dramas?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Dramas on TV, like people is following because it's so, we feel like it's so exotic for us. And we have so many things in common with the popular culture of Mexico, the countryside. And the gitanos, the gypsy people, they always entertain and cure people, you know, like they like a medicine.
Yeah.
Medicine people, like you go there and they have their own ways to heal you, to do the healing process with music, with some food. Everything about gypsy culture in Mexico and Latin America was fascinating. And until today we have a lot of respect and love for that expressions of gypsy music.
Beautiful
and
to hear.
Gypsy people. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. The healing tradition is very strong, like with herbs and things like that. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So you've brought your harp along.
Yes.
Yay.
Always.
All right. Always. Wherever you go. So does
your because
harp.
When I forget my harp, somebody said, where's the harp? And I feel terrible.
Well, we're not going to feel terrible.
No.
Eastside Radio, we are so privileged to have Victor Valdez live in the studio. And what are you going to play for us today?
This is one of those iconic Mexican tunes. It's called the Cucurrucucu Paloma. It's a metaphoric way. It's not a word. It's trying to define the sound of the doves when they are doing, you know, like a romanza. They are
romantic doves.
Yes, okay. Doves.
Doves, not dogs.
Doves, yeah.
There like might be a bit of a different sound.
Doves,
yes, sorry.
Yes.
Here we go. Cucurrucucu, Victor Valdez.
Por las noches nomás se le iba en puro llorar. Dicen que no dormía, nomás se le iba en puro tomar. que el mismo cielo se estremecía al oír su llanto. Cómo sufrió por ella, que hasta en su muerte la fue llamando. Ay, 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 ay. De pasión mortal, moría. Ay, 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 ay. Paloma. Ay, 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 ay. No llores, paloma blanca, muy de mañana le iba a cantar a su casita sola, con sus puertitas de par en par. Juran que esa paloma no es otra cosa más que su alma, que todavía la espera a que regrese la desdichada.
Divine. Thank you so much for serenading us tonight, Victor Valdez. How beautiful, how precious.
Thank you.
And you have some gigs coming up.
Yes, we have our traditional Mother's Day concert.
I think every mother should go and see you for Mother's Day, me included.
Definitely, definitely. It's a big tradition in all Latin America to go, and after midnight, has to be after midnight, because serenade required to wake up the beloved person. Like serenade is very common to bring to your friends, to families, or somebody special, you bring serenade. And the cheeky part is like you need to wake them up with the music, you know?
Beautiful.
Under the balcony, you play nice and soft and beautiful. Sometimes you feel like you are dreaming, and it's a live music there.
It's a live
in
dream.
In Australia, it's quite difficult. I remember when I arrived 27 years ago, somebody asked me, can we do a serenade? And I said, yeah, wow, serenade in Australia, yes. 6:30 p.m. will be, I said, it's a bit early. All right, what about 9 p.m.? I said, no, it's still early. No, I need to be after midnight. No way. And I convinced the client to go after midnight. Then the police arrived. And they said, okay, you finish that song and you need to go. Welcome to Australia.
Yay, welcome to Australia.
Yeah. And the beautiful...
Police don't like serenading.
I remember this was in Manly, in some apartment building, and people just come out to the windows to listen. Not to complain, to listen. Beautiful. Yeah. But the police said, no, you know, the rules. And that's why I invite everyone. Now the serenades are done in a venue, like
great.
York Club in
Excellent.
York Street.
Yes,
this
Club
Saturday.
York.
Club York, yeah. This Saturday 10, doors open at 7:30 and the concert starts at 8. And if you don't want to go nighttime, Sunday day 11, we have a beautiful matinee with the same concert in Mounties. Club.
Great. Club Mounties.
Club Mounties.
And that's in Mount Pritchard.
Yes, in the West. Beautiful club. And everyone is welcome. Children beautiful. And grandmas, everyone.
Yay. Yeah. Oh, that sounds so beautiful. So if you don't have plans, this coming Saturday night, 10th of May, go to Club York, listen to the divine sounds of Victor Valdez and his harp and his amazing band, and they all wear incredible costumes.
Yes, yes. 50%
incredible.
Of the show is the costumes.
Okay. they are amazing, like in every way, in the way that they perform and, you know, as you've all heard tonight. And then Sunday the 11th of May, matinee show starting 2 p.m. at the Mounties Club, which is at 254 Humphreys Road, Mount Pritchard. And where can people find tickets? Online.
Yes.
So if you just look up Victor Valdez Mother's Day, would you find...
In Google, yes. If you go to Google, you put Victor Valdez Serenade, Mother's Day Concert, and follow the...
Beautiful.
...the prompts, yeah.
Awesome. Thank you so much for coming on the show tonight. It's been an absolute pleasure to speak with you and to listen to you. Wow.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm so pleased to be here because also I'm a big fan of Lola Lovina and all your work. And we always connect in festivals and everything.
Yes. Yeah. We've done many festivals.
It's lovely to come here.
Tonight. Yeah. You're always welcome. Yes, we want to hear more about more shows that you're doing. And, yeah, bring your harp. Serenade me and the rest of Eastside Radio. Yeah.
You have been listening to Eastside Radio Podcast. For selections of more enjoyable content like this, visit our website, eastsidefm.org, and click on Podcast.